This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Daniel 9, you find a good picture of one who prayed in the light of God's Word. Listen to Daniel as he shares his experience. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the Scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and in ashes. You see, as he reflected upon the word of God and allowed it to impact his life, he began ordering his own life, his prayer life, in the light of what he understood from God's word. Time now was running out. The 70 years Jeremiah had promised were almost up, and Daniel was concerned about seeing God's word fulfilled in his life and in that of the children of Israel. You have in chapter 9 a prayer of confession as well as a prayer of affirmation. It was an affirmation of faith in which he is trusting in God to fulfill his promise. Listen to what Daniel says, beginning in verse 20. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel came. It says in verse 23 that Gabriel declared, "As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given." It is interesting to note the answer wasn't evident yet in Daniel's life. God was responding in his time. In his way and time, he fulfilled his promise. He'll do the same for you. Make a practice of praying in the light of the promises of God.